Welcome to the Sharp 600, brought to you by Covers.com. I'm Rob Cressy, and I'm super excited to be jamming with you. And today, we're going to have some fun because I am going to give you a solo episode. And as always, with everything that we're doing, I would love to hear from you about how you're getting down. Hit me up on Instagram or Twitter at Rob Cressy. And what I'm going to do, we're going to talk about lessons learned from NFL Week 8 because for many people, it was a disaster with the Bengals losing, crushing survivor pools and moneyline parlays. And then we're going to look ahead towards NFL Week 9. So quick recap of our picks. In Week 8, went 1-2 with our picks. One with our get comfortable, being uncomfortable, bet of the week of the Bills. Our losses came on the Big Mick Moneyline Parlay, where we actually lost two sides of it, one on the Bengals, one on the Chargers, and then our pick a loser of the Titans lost, even though the Colts had every single opportunity to win that game. And I'm excited to do this episode for all the wrong reasons, because last weekend was one of the worst all-around betting weekends of my year. Got absolutely smoked in college and then followed it up by getting absolutely smoked in NFL. And misery loves company, they say. Well, I'm on a text thread with one of my friends who's a Bengals fan, and he texts me at the end of the day and he's like, no joke, this is literally the worst sports betting weekend of my entire life. And he got crushed in the 1 p.m. games, including on his Cincinnati Bengals, who he had in Survivor, and everything across the board. Got crushed in the 4 p.m. games. And then here's what he did, and he gets a text message. He goes, I'm loading up on this Vikings-Cowboys game. He was on the Vikings, and he had overs across the board on player props left and right. And guess what? None of that happened, and then he just got destroyed. So seeing the carnage that was out there with my friend as well as myself, I started to diagnose this and say, all right, what is there to actually learn from what happened this weekend? And these sort of weekends happen every single year. But one of my favorite quotes from Alabama head coach Nick Saban, never waste a failure. So even when times are tough and you're on tilt and things aren't going well, it's an opportunity for you to say, all right, let me take a step back, reevaluate everything. What can I learn from what went down? So I want to share sort of a breakdown of some of the things that happened last week to help us get a more clear view of understanding the sports betting landscape that we were betting into last weekend. So first thing I'm going to call major line movements, aka free money games. So one, we had a free money game with Titans versus Colts. Line started Titans -1.5, closed Colts -3. And that was one of my picks. I'm like, boom, free money. I'm on the Colts +1.5. It's moved 4.5 points the other direction. This is free money. Colts go up 14-0. Oh, baby, I am so smart. Here comes the free money. And then Carson Wentz happened, and it didn't happen. Then you look over to that aforementioned Cowboys-Vikings game. Cowboys open up, -2-point favorites. Dak Prescott's out. All of a sudden, the line closes. Vikings -4.5. Once again, we've got a free money game. What happens? Not only do the Cowboys win, they win on the road behind some guy named Cooper Rush. So there is two instances in which these line movements just go in a complete other direction and neither of them work. So in the future, it is inevitable that we are going to have major line movements like this that cross key numbers in the future. Remember, there is no such thing as free money. And I think one of the things that I certainly took from this week, as difficult and as uncomfortable as it is how much does the quarterback matter? And we've seen both terrible quarterbacks do terrible, as well as people we've never heard of do well. So just something to put in the back of your mind. Then we look at the double-digit spreads from last week. Bills covered a 2-point touchdown spread against the Dolphins yet again. We've got the Texans, who are down 38-0, backdoor covering by scoring 22 unanswered to cover a 16-point spread, or 16.5, actually. And I think some places it was at 17. And then we've got the Jets, who were down 11 in the fourth quarter, who beat the Bengals with a backup rookie quarterback in Mike White making his first start. You're telling me we're supposed to be able to figure out some element of consistency where that Bills game, the Bills covered, but it was only because of a fourth down QB run by Josh Allen to put the game away. They were not covering that entire game. Texans, for 99.9% of that game, that was a losing bet. And the Jets, the spread on that game was somewhere in the 10-ish range. So with 5 minutes left, you're feeling good on the Bengals. So I wanted to share this because the Texans, you felt terrible at the entire game, and then it won. The Bills were not covering the entire time until they did, and the Jets were completely losing until they did not with a rookie quarterback, yet somehow we're supposed to figure that out. All right, now let's move over to the upsets that happened. Aaron Rodgers, with no wide receivers, beat the undefeated Cardinals on the road. So apparently you don't need Devontae Adams anymore, and you can just beat the team that's undefeated right now. The Saints beat the Bucks with Jameis Winston getting injured. In comes Trevor Siemian, who then leads them to beat Tom Brady, who gets the ball at the end of the game to win and throws a pick six. The same Tom Brady, the greatest player ever, who you would bet up $1 trillion is going to win that game. So much so that for me, I'm watching the live betting lines, and I think it was like 23-7. And the Bucks were +5.5 on live betting. And I think they got up to as high as +325 on the money line. And you're sitting there and your logical sports betting brain says, Tom Brady versus Trevor Siemian. I don't care how many points they're down. Tom Brady will find a way to win the game. And you're sitting there with Tom Brady with the ball down one, under 2 minutes to go. You're like, boom, here it comes. And then pick six happens, and not only does the money line not win, so does the live betting. So the things that we think would normally happen as logical sports bettors did not happen. And then lastly, the Patriots upset the Chargers as Justin Herbert threw two interceptions and was just not good. The same Justin Herbert that everybody wanted to crown as the next best quarterback, the next best Patrick Mahomes. So here they are coming off a bye. This is the get right game. Boom. He just isn't good again. So somehow we're supposed to figure all of that out. Now let's go to the blowouts from last week. The Eagles, as 3.5-point favorites, blow out the Lions. And how do they do that? Behind 236 yards of rushing. This is an Eagles team that was not rushing the ball whatsoever. So somehow we're supposed to figure out, you know what? Out goes Miles Sanders. Boom. We're going to rush the ball all the time against the Lions. And then the other one, the Seahawks as 3.5-point favorites with Geno Smith at quarterback blowing out the Jaguars. So there's two instances with short favorites of little over a field goal somehow blowing out the other team. And then lastly, of course, I just have to mention this because we love the narrative. The Falcons lost as 3-point home favorites because that's what the Falcons do, and that's why we do not trust them. So why am I sharing all of this and breaking all of that down? Because sports betting is both difficult and unpredictable. Devontae Adams out? No problem. Mike White in? Throws for 400 yards. And we as sports bettors, our goal is to pick 53% of the time or more, which of these instances matter. So what is there for us to learn in all of this? And this is something that I preach all of the time, but I'm reevaluating myself. Number one, trust your system and your process and playing numbers as much as you can. And I think about some of the quarterbacks that are in or are not in, and you see certain numbers. So I think one line that stands out to me right now for this week is Patriots at Panthers. And Patriots coming off a nice win. You've got the Panthers right now. It looks like they are getting 4 at home. Is it going to be Sam Darnold or is it going to be PJ Walker? Does that matter? Because fundamentally, one of the things that I like is a home team getting more than a field goal, and certainly against a team coming off a big or emotional road win. So for me, I would almost have to say it doesn't matter who the quarterback is, even though 2 weeks ago I was like, I don't trust Sam Darnold whatsoever. Carolina has been this sort of Jekyll and Hyde team for us, but nonetheless, I'm playing a number. And if you would have just played the numbers last week, I think it would have served us well. The next thing, looking for spots, fading a team off of a good win or being on a team off of a bad loss. And this is something that is just fundamentally, we always default back to what we last saw. You almost want to reverse that in yourself because, of course, Vegas knows we're all thinking, how in the world could I be on this team? They're so terrible. And then the last thing, staying away from the super duper bad teams as much as possible, because we're seeing here there is just no consistency. And even though Houston covered, they were down 38-0. So for me, systematically, the bottom of the barrel right now, like trying to predict when the Lions are going to win or cover or the Jags, I just don't want any part of that as we speak right now heading into week 9. With all that being said, let's get ahead to our NFL Week 9 picks, and let's start with our Big Mick Moneyline Parlay of the week.
I see they got the Big Mac. I got the Big Mick.
And I am going to keep this simple. We're going to do a 4-team Moneyline Parlay. Give me the Colts, the Bills, the Cowboys, and the Rams. They're all big-time favorites, and I really look, and I do every single week, to say, hey, where is there a short favorite that I can throw in here that can allow me to not have to have as much exposure with so many teams? 4 teams is a lot. The last 2 weeks, we've had 5 teams. And when you have 5 teams, you open yourself up for liability on something wonky happens. But nonetheless, we're going with a 4-teamer. This pays out minus 100. So where is this vulnerable? Well, number one, Carson Wentz. I don't trust him. And I think about his interception that essentially lost the game. And it wasn't the one in overtime. It was the one in which he's in his own end zone and he essentially throws it left-handed to no one directly into the Titans' arms for a touchdown. They take the lead. And that was the backbreaker because the Colts have the ball, opportunity to drive, score the game-winning field goal or touchdown, and instead pick 6. And then, of course, Carson Wentz, another pick 6. So I don't trust him, but it is a nice spot at home on Thursday against the Jets. And then number 2, the Cowboys. Maybe Dak Prescott re-aggravates something from injury and Cooper Rush comes in and he is not the Mike White that everybody saw from last week. And on the Titans side of things, they believe they can beat anyone because they've done it. Even though I don't 100% believe in them, they just lost Derrick Henry. So everyone's like, oh, let's fade the Titans. Maybe this somehow is a way to galvanize them. That's where my vulnerabilities are, but I do feel very confident in this. So give me the Colts, Bills, Cowboys, and Rams. Pays out minus 100 on a Moneyline Parlay. All right, I want to introduce a new segment this week called Square Bet of the Week.
60% of the time, it works every time.
And this bet should hopefully win 60% of the time. And so often in the sports betting landscape, you hear about what the pros are betting and the sharps and why you want to be on that side. And fundamentally, I get it. We want to be on the side of the professionals. But we've seen time and time again this year that square bets can win. So you know what? Every week, we're going to try and pick a square bet where we're going to be on the side of the public. And this week, it is as square as it humanly gets, and it is so simple. Give me the Buffalo Bills laying 2 touchdowns on the road, taking on the Jags. And this is very obvious. The Jags are terrible. They just got blown out by the Seahawks. For me, I see all of the signs of this, of like, wait, you should not be giving 2 touchdowns on the road. team coming off a blowout loss. I get it. But the Bills are 4-2-1 against the spread on the season. Jags are 2-5 against the spread. And quite frankly, I have no faith in the Jags. And I believe if we were to bet against the Jaguars every single game for the rest of the season, we're probably going to hit that at more than 53% of the time. Even though 99.999% of the action is on the Buffalo Bills, I don't care. I am going to be a square because there is an element, certainly as an entertainment bettor, where you want to have fun with your picks. You know what? I want to have fun betting on the Bills because there is a very good chance they are going to blow out the Jags. If it doesn't happen, oh well. But if it does, congratulations. That is my square bet of the week. And the last segment that we have, get comfortable being uncomfortable.
Onions!
And for me, I'm giving this on an uncomfortable scale a Howie Long 75 out of 100. Give me the Raiders laying 2.5 on the road, taking on the Giants. And why I'm uncomfortable about this is because there's some weird juju going on with the Raiders. First, the stuff with John Gruden. Now, the unfortunate situation happening with Henry Ruggs. And how is that going to affect this Raiders team? It's just, there's not continuity there. There's not good vibes. They're coming off a bye, which should be good, but I just don't know where their head is at. On the Giants side of things, fundamentally, betting against the Giants at home is something I'm in favor of. Betting on the Giants on the road for Daniel Jones is something that I would be more in favor of as well. So it's one of the Giants on the road, I'm looking at them. Giants at home, I'm looking to fade them. I was able to get this number under a field goal. I don't know where the Raiders' head is at, but I don't have any faith in the Giants at home. So my uncomfortable bet of the week, give me the Raiders laying 2.5. And I want to hear from you. Do you have a square bet of the week, a Big Mick Moneyline parlay, or a get comfortable being uncomfortable bet of the week? You can hit me up on Instagram or Twitter at Rob Cressy. Also, make sure to tag at Covers. Remember, you want to be a sharp, don't be a square with your bankroll. Be disciplined with your money. And the funkadelic devil hit you with the rap level of 10. The 1, 2, 3, your pen. I get action. So everybody jump with your rump. If you like the way the sound pump, pumping in your black trunk. And let loose with the juice when I do rock. I'm too hot. Some say I got more juice than Tupac.